Welcome to Lending Forward, a podcast where we're lending every bit of what we know to our listeners. From real conversations and lessons learned deep within the industry to education and forward thinking. Together, we're lending forward. And as always, don't forget to subscribe to our channels and connect with us on www.atlanticbay.com. Atlantic Bay Mortgage Group, LLC, NMLS number 72043, NMLSConsumerAccess.org is an equal opportunity lender located at 600 Lynn Haven Parkway, Suite 203, Virginia Beach, Virginia, 23452.
Welcome to another episode of Lending Forward. I'm your host, Taylor Ellard, and joining me on the same team at Atlantic Bay Mortgage Group, I've got Alberto and Hannah. Welcome, y'all.
Hey, Taylor. Thank you so much.
Yeah,
great to absolutely. Be here, Taylor.
Yeah, good. Well, we've got a lot to unpack today, and I'm really excited because this is a big deal that what we get to talk about today, and we get to talk about this awesome product that we're rolling out. But I think we need to kind of lay the groundwork a little bit here and talk about the why behind it. So, Alberto, tell us why education is so important about lending to Hispanic communities. It's something that I know isn't really talked about enough, which is exactly why we're here right now, being able to advocate. So tell us, you know, why education is so important.
So I'm passionate about lending. And I'm passionate about the Hispanic community, obviously, because I'm Hispanic. And this goes to any community, but more so for the Hispanic community because of the language barrier. So they need to prepare themselves to get ready for home ownership. They need to get ready their assets in line. A lot of them have cash on hand. They got mattress money. They have it in a little, sometimes even like in a grocery bag. So they need to get their assets in line. They need to get them ready to be used. They need to get their budget. They need to figure out, okay, how much can I afford? They also need to get their debts in line. A lot of times in the Hispanic community, they co-sign for each other all the time, you know, so those kind of things need to get in line. They need to be prepared for what comes with home ownership. You know, they need to know about taking care of their house. They need to know about electricity, all the things that are now on them, not on a landlord. And they need to do all of this so that they do not get taken advantage of. And part of this, by the way, is knowing the closing costs up front, sitting down and learning about what we talked about, assets. Okay, what is it going to require of down payment? What kind of product do I qualify for? What is my obviously, interest rates will depend on when once they lock in, but how much money am I going to really need? You know?
Yeah, I think that's so important. And people really, they process so much on the down payment side, but they really don't look full scale what to expect throughout the whole journey. And that is on us mainly as the lender to educate them and let them know. But tell us about your story and your experience when it came to homeownership. You know, what is something that we can pass on and what did you learn from it?
So I've had a great ride in the mortgage industry. I always tell everybody that I have the Harvard education of the mortgage industry. I had, when I first started, I was young, super young, and it was my first job at the University of Maryland. And I had people that really taught me the industry. And back then, we actually did everything by hand. So we had to figure out payments and all that good stuff. The first house I ever bought, I was already a loan officer. And just to tell you how things were, I had an FHA 1-year ARM with a 2-1 buy down. And my start rate was 4%. So think about that. So that taught me, you know, the need for it. How much. And I was in the business and I had to learn. So I can't imagine people that, and whether they were Hispanic or not, that were not in the business that were going through this. And what I also learned throughout the process was how much other loan officers did not know about our actual industry.
Wow. So tell us why that would impact you in general. So why is it important that you needed to know these things before you either locked into this or signed up for this, how did that impact you then? And what were the ramifications of it?
So the big thing back then was, where were we going with this? What was going to happen with the product that I had, which at that point could literally, after the first adjustment, depended on when you settled. So I adjusted after 15 months and then it would adjust every year. I knew the caps. I understood the risk. I understood the benefits. So that's what the discussion is. Now, we haven't had those kind of issues because rates have been so low, but it's really educating where we're heading with your payment for the next 30 years. If you keep it that long, what can change? You know, many people think, oh, well, I got a fixed rate. My payment's not going to change. Well, what's not going to change is your principal and interest. You know, your taxes can certainly change, and I'm here to tell you they will change. And your insurance will depend. It could very easily change. So, you know, there's a lot of moving parts that aren't explained deeper to people.
Right. And I mean, that's just one story. You know, you're one person, and there's so many that this is impacting. So tell us kind of a story or something you've seen in the industry over this time. And again, that we're not talking about nearly enough as we should, but you know, how have the Hispanic communities been taken advantage of in the past? What are some stories that you've heard that we can actually put our bootstraps on and help these folks out?
So when I first started, there was a few of us. I mean, I literally think there was like three or four lenders, and this is early 90s, that spoke Spanish and that actually, you know, tried to help out the Hispanic community, focused on the Hispanic community. And things were pretty good then. Then, you know, the market exploded with all these non-QM loans. They were complex, and really a lot of loan officers didn't understand them, like the option arm, where you had four different payment options. A lot of these loan officers didn't understand that product. How is the consumer going to understand it if the loan officer can't explain it in detail? So that was a horrible situation because these loan officers weren't explaining these products correctly. So, and the borrower was trusting the loan officer to be explaining to them correctly. So that brought in a wave of loan officers and a wave of business, and all of a sudden it literally changed. I clearly remember running into a loan officer that a year earlier was working as a waitress at a local restaurant, and now she owned her own mortgage company. So and look, more power to her, and that's what this is all America's all about, you being able to grow. But they weren't doing a good job. They were taking just advantage of people. I saw incredible closing costs that a borrower was expected to come to closing with $10,000 and they needed $30,000. You know, I saw situations where in Maryland, you get a tax bill twice a year. And, you know, we have escrows, and in that escrow is your tax money. Well, you still get a copy of the bill via mail. So that copy that you're getting in the mail, it's just to remind you, hey, this is what's due, but your lender should be paying that. Well, some of these folks would literally call their loan officer, go visit them, and the loan officer would say, oh yeah, you need to give me that money and I'll pay it for you. Meanwhile, the money was there in escrow, you know, signing documents that, you know, not knowing what they even were and just sign here, sign here, sign here, sign here. Wrong explanation of products. You know, in reality, there's one product that may even still be around. I mean, there's so many things going on that people thought that they were buying a house when in reality, what they were doing was they were renting it with it. They were buying it or leasing it with the option to buy it. And I can pull those in the public land records right now. And those happened in the last couple of months.
Wow. 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 And I mean, you throw the language barrier in and it's like a whole, I mean, folks, you can't even communicate these loans, let alone educate and really let them know a full rounded view. Well, it kind of leads me into my next question. And how is this, and Hannah, I'll direct it to you, but how are we as a company recognizing this and creating the initiative to help advocate?
Yeah, I mean, I think Alberto spoke a lot about just how underserved the community is and, you know, just how twisted it gets sometimes, especially when you put in that language barrier. But the one piece Alberto didn't even touch on, and I'm shocked he didn't, is just the Hispanic population and what the data is showing us and how much that population is going to grow. And I'm actually going to throw a stat out because I think statistics are important, but the U.S. Census Bureau projects that the Hispanic population in the U.S. is going to be 68.8 million by 2025, and that's going to grow to 74.8 million by 2030. And I mean, that is a huge market. That's a huge underserved market. And thankfully, the three of us all work for a company whose leadership team not only recognized and understands the need, but they put the tools and the resources towards meeting that need. So, you know, all of us here at Atlantic Bay truly believe that homeownership, you know, should be a dream within reach for everyone. And a cornerstone of this program, which we haven't even talked about the program yet. The program is La Bahía, the Bay. But the program is really directed towards, you know, creating education and access in all of the communities we serve so that our families and our clients that we serve are getting the best of the best when it comes to their home ownership journey. And so, if you want, I can dig into the program a little bit.
Yeah. I mean, I think we would be doing ourselves an injustice not talking about it, because I do think it's important for people to understand it just off the cuff.
Okay.
Hey, Hannah, Hannah and Taylor, one quick thing that I did forget was, as Hannah's talking about this, you know, recently we hosted a webinar with Freddie Mac called Connecting the Dots, in which Freddie Mac is forecasting that from now till the year 2042, 7 out of every 10 new home buyers will be Hispanic.
7.
Nationwide. 70%.
That's huge. That's so much potential. But that just, I mean, and to me, that just means that, like, we have, what we're doing is so progressive, and it's good because we just need to get in front of them. And I would hate to see 70% of these folks get down the wrong rabbit hole of product for them, or something that they don't even know what they're getting themselves into. I can't even imagine what that's like. I know Hannah mentioned it, like, we, and Alberto, you did too. You know, we know homeownership is the dream. That is so many, 7 out of 10 home buyers. That is a huge number. Hannah, tell us more about, you know, the actual product itself, because I think that it's worth mentioning the details.
Yeah. So we actually started the framework around an LEP program a few years ago. We have a mortgage banker in Charlotte who brought this idea to our chief lending officer. So we kind of started that framework. You know, we've had the 1003, which you can download in Spanish. We've had initial disclosures, and those things were already built into our LOS. But what we were really lacking was, you know, the vision and the direction and where we wanted this LEP program to go. And that's where Alberto came in. And Alberto came to Atlantic Bay about a year ago, maybe a little less than a year ago, but I mean, his passion and his love for the Hispanic community is truly contagious. And so him and I had a phone call. You know, he filled me in on, you know, the cultural pieces that I was missing. I wouldn't know. And he really, you know, shared the ideas of what he thought an LEP program could look like. So we kind of put pieces together around La Bahía. And I honestly, as soon as I hung up that phone, I knew we were onto something special. So I started working with all of our different compartments or departments. you know, we worked with marketing, we worked with the compliance. Compliance is a huge factor in these LEP programs. There's a lot that goes into this compliance wise. And truthfully, I think that's why a lot of lenders kind of get scared when it comes to launching something like this, because you do run into a lot of, you know, regulations and things around fair lending and UDAP and things like that. But worked with compliance, worked with operations, worked with business development, and La Bahía was born. The program itself is made up of a couple different facets. You know, we have the functional pieces. We have the 1003, you know, the application. We have initial disclosures. We have marketing assets and the, you know, the ability to communicate to our Hispanic borrowers in the language of their choice. But we also have what I like to call is the Atlantic Bay facet. And I really, truly think that's what makes this program so special. And what that is our people. our people and our culture are really the secret sauce to anything we roll out. And La Bahia is no different. We have an entire bilingual team. We have mortgage bankers, sales support staff, processors, servicing team members. If we don't have a bilingual staff, we have culturally sensitive staff who understand the culture, and that will walk these people through, you know, their entire loan process. So now, you know, not only are you going through the entire loan process in the language of your choice, but you're also going through the loan process the Atlantic Bay way, which is met with, you know, that genuine care, that support that we all live and breathe every day. So that's kind of the makeup of the program. We launched this, we launched La Bahia internally earlier this year, and the response from our sales team, our entire sales team, was absolutely phenomenal. The feedback we're getting is, oh my gosh, I can't believe it took us this long. Oh my gosh, I'm so excited. I already know this many agents or this many borrowers that need this. How do I get this to people? And I mean, we have team members that cannot sit on this any longer. It's so exciting. The amount of success we've already seen from it is really incredible. And I think Alberto can actually touch to this a little bit. I know, you know, we've had some Spanish speaking borrowers call in. I believe it was like about a first payment, Alberto, and we were able to help them all in Spanish.
So that was always a spot that for me was tough, because I would always get the phone call. And I'm not in the servicing department, and people need help with servicing. Now, you know, one of the big things that was important to me was that we have somebody at every that speaks Spanish at every step of the process, including servicing, because servicing, that they have a lot of phone calls. And I can tell you that I got a phone call yesterday from where I used to work, and it's kind of difficult. So here we have people that speak Spanish in our servicing department, and I literally just give them a phone number. They call those people directly, and they are taken care of. And let's, by the way, let's just call it what it really is. It's we are servicing the Hispanic community with integrity.
Yeah, I love that. Well, thank you both so much. I know there's so much information out there on this product itself, and I know that this conversation just needed to be had, and I'm so lucky that you guys could join me. So thank you so much for this.
Yeah, thank you so much, Taylor. And if anybody listening wants to learn more about the La Bahia program, you can go to atlanticbay.com/La Bahia and you can get all of the information on it. Alberto and I will talk about this all day long if anybody wants to chat.
Hey, and remember, La Bahia is el camino a su hogar. So the bay is your path to your home.
I love it. I love it. Thank you both.
Thanks again for listening to the Lending Forward podcast powered by Atlantic Bay Mortgage Group. Don't forget to tune in next week and make sure you subscribe to our channel. Remember, we all play a part in lending forward. So go lend something forward today.